I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. Here, write us. We're going to try to help you. We love to help you. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, right?
That's right. Buckle up, hold on tight. It's the Strawberry Letter. Go, Shirley.
Oh, that was a little extra. That was like coming in hot. Okay.
Right.
Thanks, Carla. Subject, get somewhere and sit down. Okay. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 60-year-old single mother. My son is 32, and he has been a single father since his first wife passed away 4 years ago. My granddaughter is 14 years old, and she's with me during the week, and she goes back to her dad's house on the weekend. My son has started back dating, and he wants to be married again. He says he doesn't function well as a single man. I have nothing to do with his love life, but I have everything to do with how his daughter is raised, and I don't think he should be introducing her to all kinds of women while she's still in the grieving process. This new girl he's dating is very simplistic and materialistic. She's got her own money, so she's not asking for anything from my son, but it's the way she carries herself that is on my nerves. She and I don't see eye to eye on a lot of things. She has a 16-year-old daughter that she leaves alone overnight to go play house with our son. Her daughter has a brand new car, and she lets her run wild with her friends all over town. The only time my granddaughter has quality time with her dad, is on the weekends, and this new woman is always around and in the way. My granddaughter sees through her and gets irritated when this woman plays rap music and knows all the lyrics. She feels like the woman is trying too hard. She's visited at my house with my son and runs around waiting on my son hand and foot, and I had to tell her to get somewhere and sit down. I have never seen a woman try so hard, and her intentions may be good, but she has to fall back a bit. I think my son is falling for her representative and not the real woman. How can I get him to pump the brakes? Okay, grandmother, your intentions might be right, but you need to fall back a little bit. I mean, I agree your son doesn't need to introduce her daughter, or his daughter, I should say, to a lot of random women, because grief is a process and it takes time. And although it has been 4 years, grief is different for everyone. And your granddaughter, his daughter, is only 14. So that means her mother passed when she was just 10 years old. So let her have a moment. Okay. She She's obviously still working through some things in her young life. Now, your son wants to remarry, you said, but he's got to make sure his daughter is good, and he has to make sure this woman is a good fit for their family. His daughter needs him. Yes, she has you, grandmother, thank God, but daddy has to learn how to divide his time and make his time count and make quality time between his new girlfriend and his daughter, who, again, is only 14. Is this new woman even trying to connect with the daughter? Is she doing that? Is she ready to take on the role of stepmom, mom, or is she just concentrating on being with the dad? It doesn't sound like she is, according to your letter. It sounds like, according to you, she's only interested in your son and not his daughter. But again, all you can do is talk to your son. You can try to reason with him and make suggestions on how he should handle this very delicate situation. You can't go in too hard against this woman because your son does like her and he's considering marriage. He wants to remarry, and it sounds like she might be the one. So he needs your non-emotional voice of reason right now. That might make a difference in the woman he chooses to be with. And if it's her, you know, just be reasonable. Talk to him. Don't be all emotional talking about the woman and all that, because, again, he likes her. Steve?
Well, get somewhere and sit down. This is a letter about a mother that doesn't like the choice of women her son is making. That's all this letter is about. Now, it's masked with a lot of other stuff, and I will point this out to you as we go along. First of all, I'm a 60-year-old single mother. What? I didn't know that was a term. I thought that when your son is 32 and you six, I think you can stop saying that at one point. It's like when the baby is 38 months old. Come on now. We need some years. We got to quit doing months now. You know, we got to stop doing, you know, I'm 11 weeks pregnant. That's good. At one point, you got to be 7 months. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a conversion. So I'm confused with I'm a 60-year-old single mother. Referring to yourself as a single mother, meaning that you have to raise a child on your own. That's what being a single parent or mother represents to me. It's just my opinion.
Yeah.
She may be single and a mother. That's cool. But don't use that, because the boy 32.
See, I didn't know you would be stuck on that.
It ain't like you got to take his to soccer practice. You got to come up with field trip money. You're just struggling with it.
So what should she have said? Just a 60-year-old single woman?
My son is 32. That's all. Mm-hmm. Don't try to draw us in with the I'm a 60-year-old single mother to draw like, oh, wow, how long she been doing this?
All right, here we go. She said that. We'll have part two.
You'll see what I'm saying in a minute. Watch.
We'll have part two of Steve's response, because he's just stuck on the first line of the strawberry letter.
Can't get off of it. It's going to just come telltale the rest of the letter.
All right. We'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's title is one that's close to my heart of this strawberry letter. Get somewhere and sit down. We'll get back into it with Steve's response right after this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, get somewhere and sit down.
Woo! Well, this 60-year-old single mother that didn't have to mention that to us, because when you're a single mother, I'm thinking of you raising children on your own. Her boy is 32. So that's a term I disagree with. My son is 32, and he's been a single father since his first wife passed away 4 years ago. Very important. My granddaughter's 14, and she's with me during the week, and she goes back to her dad's house on the weekend. My son has started back dating, and he wants to be married again. He says he doesn't function well as a single man. I have nothing to do with his love life. This is not true, because you do. I have nothing to do with his love life, but the rest of this letter is all about his love life. But I have everything to do with how his daughter is raised. And I don't think he should be introducing her to all kinds of women while she's still in the grieving process. Now, I understand that statement that this woman is making. And I understand that the little girl is still dealing with it even after 4 years, because it's something you almost never get over. I understand that. But this man has been grieving for 4 years too, but he's ready to move forward. He should be allowed to date. Now, you made a statement that I don't think he should be introducing her to all kinds of women while she's still in the grieving process. But that ain't what this letter is about. You immediately go, this new girl he's dating is very simplistic and materialistic. Excuse me? Make up your mind, mama. She's either simplistic or materialistic. Simplistic means very simple things, essentials. Very doesn't care about extra. Materialistic is the direct opposite. So I'm not really sure you even know what you're talking about. She's got her own money. Okay. So she's not asking for anything from my son. So what you're saying is this woman brings plenty to the table outside of being what could be a very good woman. But it's the way she carries herself that gets on my nerves. You just said in the letter that you don't want to get into your son's love life. It's none of your business. Just raising a daughter is. But now I don't like the way she carries herself gets on my nerves. She and I don't see eye to eye on a lot of things. She has a 16-year-old daughter that she leaves alone overnight to go play house with my son. 16-year-olds can stay home by themselves. 16-year-olds can stay home. Technology now makes it where a 16-year-old can stay home by themselves.
I did it when we didn't have technology.
Hell yeah, I had to stay home. And bet not. And I tell you what, here was the rule. When I get back, this house better be just like I left it.
That's right.
Her daughter has a brand new car, and she lets her run wild with her friends all over town. Mm-hmm. Does she really, or does the girl just have a brand new car and can drive to visit her friends? Nothing. The little girl ain't no reputation or nothing. You letting her run, that's not what it is. The only time my granddaughter has quality time with her dad is on the weekends, and this new woman is always around and in the way. Excuse me, but this man's every weekend can't be for his daughter. I'm sorry, that's not. Y'all can say that if you want to, but don't nobody do that. The girl is 14. She probably has friends, has a life on her own, FaceTime, probably got a phone, all this here. I got news for you. Once they reach that teenage years, they don't really want to be sitting around your ass that much.
They really don't.
Dog, they busy.
Yes. They have their own friends. They have their own.
And the new woman is always around and in the way. My granddaughter sees through her and gets irritated when this woman plays rap music and knows all the lyrics. Well, you can't know the lyrics unless you know the lyrics. You know, they in their 30s. That's all. She grew up on hip-hop.
Yeah.
She feels like the woman is trying too hard. Yeah, that's it's called effort. She's visited at my house with my sons and runs around waiting on my son hand and foot. And I had to tell her to go somewhere and sit down. Okay, so now the woman caters to your son. You don't like that. She got her own money. You don't like that. Okay. She's simplistic. You don't like that. And she materialistic. You don't like that. And now she come over to your house running around waiting on your son. And you don't like that. I have never seen a woman try so hard. And her intentions may be good. I think her intentions are just fine. And if you don't want her to try hard, what you want her to do? But she has to fall back a bit. And I think my son is falling for her representative and not the real woman. Well, time will tell. Because the representative can't stay forever. How can I get him to pump the brakes? Well, let's start with you need to pump the brakes.
Yeah, that's what I said. She needs to.
Your son wants to be married. Let him figure it out. Every weekend can't be for the kids. Her 16-year-old can stay home alone. And you wrong because you don't even really know this woman. And that's why your is a 60-year-old single mother. That's exactly why your is a 60-year-old single mother.
Post your comments.
Hello.
Thank you, Steve, on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.